This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, let's go. Actually, today it's not Willard and Dibs. it's Willard and Grandy because I like sobriety on the air. That's my thing. And so here we are, everybody. Happy Friday. Grandy's in. 888-957-9570. Grandy, listen. Look, kinda. Steph is mostly okay.
Probably the best news you could have gotten about the injury.
Not great, though. Like, missing two or three games or whatever it's going to be is not phenomenal this time of year. We're going to have emergency Pandia. Doc Pandia will join us here in a couple hours.
We'll
get the details of what he thinks is actually going to be the number. My hope is that it's just two games, but we'll see. But there's kind of something different that comes to mind, and we can get to the injury and sort of what it means for the Warriors in the standings, and we're going to do all of that. But I want to get this off my chest first. I don't care what's fair. I don't care what the rules are. The same way the NFL is willing to go out there and be like, if you touch the quarterback below his thigh, that's illegal. And if you touch him above his thigh, that's illegal. Here is the 1.5-inch area where you can touch the quarterback. And if you touch him outside of that, that's illegal. And
flag, 15 yards.
Exactly. And everyone runs in the streets and goes, the NFL is soft. And then the NFL goes, fine. We'll continue to make billions of dollars because we want our quarterbacks on the field. That's what matters to us. Hey, NBA, you've got to protect Stephen Curry. He's your freaking face. And this is out of control, and only because he got hurt did it distract us from the fact that that guy got slammed to the ground by two Toronto Raptors and no foul was called. If he changed his first name to LeBron, somebody would have gotten thrown out of the game.
Or if the person committing the foul was Draymond.
Thank you.
Would have been suspended. Maybe.
I don't get it. I don't understand. I'm not here to whine and complain about free throws, and I don't even care about fairness. I don't care if it sounds like I'm asking for special treatment. Guess what? I am. He's special. He's special. He is your freaking calling card. He is your show. The playoffs are coming. You are going to allow, literally, you just said it, a head coach who has openly stated, I'm just going to run everybody at Steph. And you're going to let people huck him around the floor like a damn rag doll and just let officials head down to the other end of the floor while he lays there on the ground. Inconscionable. I don't understand what the hell's happening in the NBA. I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't want to blame the Raptors in a game plan. This wasn't like a Bounty Gate thing. Like, let's go and ragdoll Steph around for four quarters, because that's not what it was. But just general course of NBA basketball, there's a lot of contact. There's a lot of physicality. And generally, it seems like Steph doesn't get the whistle that a lot of superstars do. And you add on to that Steph 6 foot two, maybe 6 foot three. And he's obviously very built and strong, and he's been able to handle a lot of contact. But he's one of the players who you would think might need a little bit more protection from things like that compared to some others. And he doesn't get it for whatever reason.
It must be the size. It's the only thing I can think of, because he does play, and the Warriors do play, a game that is a little bit more finesse-based than some other teams. They don't have LeBron James. They don't even have Scottie Barnes. They don't have players who can do that. That just bull somebody into the paint and then score on them. They've kind of got to go over them like Jonathan Kuminga. They've got to go around them. Jimmy Butler can go through people, but he doesn't really finish. He gets to the line a lot. And Steph Curry is the most creative finisher and has to throw the ball up at odd times and weird angles and does an amazing job of it. But they don't have anybody that can go through that contact.
Just shrug off another 6'8"
Absolutely.
Dude and be like, no problem, I got this.
And for some reason, that creates this visual of what I think must look like a soft presence on your way to the hoop, and it doesn't get a whistle. And so I really want to talk about the Warrior whistle today. I'm reminded of what Bob Fitzgerald told us a week and a half ago when we asked him which team he doesn't want to face in the playoffs. And he said the Lakers, and it wasn't for the reason everyone always gives. When they go, oh, it's a bad matchup, and LeBron and Luka. He said, no, I don't want to face that team because of the whistle that they get. And my question is, why don't we? I don't understand. What cachet does LeBron have that Steph doesn't? What cachet do the Lakers have that the Warriors don't? I mean, history, great. I don't care about 1987.
Over the last decade, it's Steph and LeBron. That's it. Everyone else is like eight levels lower than those two.
I don't understand. And it's not like I'm sitting here asking even for an unfair whistle, though I would openly be in favor of it because he deserves it. You protect your assets. You protect your assets. Why do all of us have insurance? We're protecting our assets the best that we possibly can. I cannot believe that the NBA would let a tanking basketball team come in, throw Steph Curry to the floor, potentially bust up one of his bones, and watch him walk off of the court a few weeks before the playoffs start, and the officials don't even call a foul, and I don't even want to read the two-minute report, but I guarantee you it didn't say a thing, because I know that was not even in the final 2 minutes. But the bottom line is, this makes no sense from a business perspective. This makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
It's kind of like, I mean, you mentioned the NFL in terms of protecting quarterbacks. It's also like when an official in an NFL game will call a pass interference early in the game, or will call a personal foul early in the game, or will, you know, call offsetting penalties when a couple of dudes go at it and they kind of are extracurricular with each other early in the game, just to set the tone for what's going to happen in that basketball game. And then what happens with Steph is he'll drive and he'll get bumped, or maybe it'll be like a hip check and he'll go flying into the first row of seats, no foul. And the opponent's like, okay, if I can get away with that, then I'm going to keep doing that, and I'm going to push the envelope and see what I can keep getting away with. And you're just going to keep going and going and going and going. It's what any competitor would do. Whether it's fair or not doesn't matter when you're in the heat of battle and trying to win a basketball game. Oh, they're not going to call that? Let's see. I'll take it one step further. Oh, they're not going to call that? Okay, one step further. And then you go on and on and on. Not that there's any ill intent with what the Raptors did. That's just a hard basketball play, physical basketball play.
Sure,
it was definitely
a
foul.
No, I don't come down the Raptors road for this.
But it's the officials for not setting a tone. And when you don't set a tone like that, then that sort of thing builds up over time. And it's not just a one-game thing for Steph either. It's a thing that has happened over the course of his career.
I'm so glad you're here today for two reasons. One, you're not drunk. and two...
I'm not wearing zebra stripes.
Yeah. It'd be funny to see what would happen to this conversation if Dibs were here. Maybe I'll try it next week. But,
if he makes it.
Yeah. If he makes it out alive. Yeah, what do you all think about the Warrior whistle? And in particular, Steph Curry. This has been an on-again, off-again conversation that I feel like just kind of gets touched on sometimes by Warrior fans, but today I really want to dive into it. I don't understand. I do not understand a league that does not seemingly want to protect its number one asset. And that is not a homer take. Look at the data. Look at the jersey sales. Look at the ratings. Look at the international interest. This is not a homer take. If LeBron James gets this kind of red carpet rolled out, and by the way, he's, as I call them, a head snapper. He is one of the top three or four head snappers in the league, which is people who literally look to draw fouls by making fake movements with their body so that they can fool the officials. Steph is not.
Never has been.
Maybe he should be. Maybe we need to start doing that. Maybe Steph needs to start flinging himself into the second row after drives to the hoop so that the officials will finally take notice. Do you remember the game in Brooklyn just a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
When they're down 27-5. And he's so frustrated, he's getting thrown around at such a level that the officials would not call anything, that he grabbed the ball on the inbound underneath his own hoop and gave an absolute forearm shoulder shiver.
Yep, I think it was Keon Johnson.
To the defender, knowing that he was going to get an offensive foul called just so that he could prove a point and turn and look at the ref and go, will you get your damn whistle in your mouth and lock into the game that we're playing right now? How the hell does he have to do that?
After that, after he knocked Keon Johnson down, he then kind of like cocked the ball back a little bit like he was about to throw it.
Hawk it off this guy's forehead. And you're like, this is like the nicest dude in the NBA. Is he really going to do that?
We're 10 minutes into this basketball game.
I mean, I just do not understand. You want to talk about biting the hand that feeds you. You're going to let this guy lay on the ground with no whistle?
What would you prefer if no player got special treatment or if it was more equitable across the example you're talking about is LeBron and Steph. But what if no stars got an extra added benefit of the doubt on their whistle?
I don't know how realistic that is.
Not very realistic.
But you know, if we're talking sort of
your point is protect your stars. So in a vacuum, yeah, do you think protecting your stars is something you want out of your professional sports leagues?
Yeah, I it is. I'm not about fairness when it comes to this. I think it's a faux thing that we do. Oh, we like to treat everybody the same. Let me tell you something. As somebody who is a professor of classes at the collegiate level, you do not treat everybody the same. If you kick butt all quarter long and do all your assignments, you damn right I'm going to give you a benefit of the doubt at the end of the year.
That's also just life in general.
Yeah, the schmo over here who didn't do any assignments and then hits me with 2 weeks to go, can I make them all up? No! No! No, you can't. Right? We don't treat people the same way. You know, I don't have the same rules for somebody else's kid as I would for mine.
I remember...
Like, come on!
Oh, God, I must have been in, like, second grade or something. And early in the school year, my teacher... No, it must have been more like fifth grade. I forget when it was. Early in the year, my teacher says, oh, and just so you know, like... If we get later on in the year and you happen to forget your homework at home and I look down at your record and you've turned it in on time every single day, like, I'll give you a pass.
Absolutely.
And then you know what I did? I turn all my homework in and then I take advantage. One day, I didn't forget it.
Well,
just didn't do it.
But you earned it in a way. You earned it. You're a manipulator.
I did.
It's
yep.
a manipulation
I took advantage
sensation.
Of it, no doubt.
But
that's how life works.
Yes. Yes. Like, this is, to me, this is A to B. If you do things in life to build up equity with other people, that is going to absolutely come back to help you at a certain point. There are all kinds of phrases that we use for that in life. You get what you give, and you get what you pay for, and all of that stuff. It's all coming from the same place.
And there's no one who has built more equity in the NBA than Steph.
For some reason, it doesn't apply to him. He does not get what he paid for.
Why do you think it doesn't happen? The
only thing I can think of, because I don't think there's some sort of discrimination against Steph Curry, is his size. It's his size and his approach, which is not physicality. But that's because it can't be. You can't be 6'3", 190 pounds, and bull people in the NBA. Have you walked next to these people? Like, you've done it, because you've walked underneath the hallways at Chase Center.
Yeah.
You know, I was sitting there, like, having dinner last night in the media room, and a couple Raptors walk in, and you're like, holy hell! Who the hell is that?
Walked past Giannis on Tuesday.
Dude, they're the most gargantuan human beings you've ever seen in your life. You can't bowl through them if you're Steph Curry.
But what makes no sense, if you are someone like Steph, who's not small for normal person standards, but small for NBA standards, it should make it more obvious that you're getting ragdolled.
Correct.
Like, if you're LeBron and you're 6'9 and you're built as hell, and like, okay, you're not going to be able to sell that you're being thrown around as much as someone who's 6 inches shorter and 50 pounds lighter.
I'm not here to tell you I understand it. My best guess is just because bodies don't fly off of him, therefore contact is like a little bit less evident. That's my best guess. But my number one answer is, I don't get it.
Well, I think our callers might have some answers.
All right. So, yeah, a lot of people want to weigh in on this. Let's do it. 888-957-957 is the number. We're brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Spring into action at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Stay in your car while friendly technicians check oil, batteries, lights, tires, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. All vehicle types, welcome. All right, we see all of you. We got Mr. D and Laura and Deb and Spencer and Jonathan. Here we go. Let's take your phone calls. Coming up next, Grandy's in for Dibs. Willard and Dibs.
Curry takes the pass for post, dribbles far side, leaves Shed behind, drives in, dishes out. Kuminga there. Curry got nailed. He's hurt. He's on the floor. Curry got hit and went down hard. He is in pain right now, trying to get back up. And Toronto calls a timeout. And Curry is spread out, face down on the floor. And this is not good. Not good at all.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Randy for Dibs. Ken, did you edit out the whistle in that highlight? Did you edit it out?
No editing required.
That is weird. I didn't hear when Tim Roy said Curry got slammed to the ground and kept laying there. I was listening close. I didn't hear the whistle. You took that out?
Come on, Ken.
Huh.
You can't manipulate it like that.
Can't take out anything that isn't there.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sure.
That's interesting. That's interesting. That's some good, high-quality editing right there.
I couldn't even tell.
I had a funny moment there during the break. I went to the restroom, and I waved my hands underneath the soap.
Did it work?
It worked!
Whoa! Maybe you're just better at it than I am.
Those of you who missed the crossover don't get the joke, but you get to go back on the Odyssey app or YouTube and listen to it later. That's what's bugging Grandy,
yeah.
But not here at not here at the offices of Odyssey.
Oh yeah, we got the high tech.
We got the good stuff.
Yeah.
You guys all want to come visit here? We'll let you in and wash your hands.
And it helps us out in our water bill.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Saving. We're out here just saving. Steiny loves it. All right, let's go to the phones. I flat out don't get it. I'm not here to whine and complain. Warriors won the basketball game. But I like someone's got to explain to me. There's one business in America that seems to have no interest in protecting its top asset. It's called the National Basketball Association. No interest at all whatsoever in protecting its number one asset. Do you want to know what your playoffs are going to be in round one if he's out? Let me tell you. You're talking about probably better than 10% drop in viewership.
And by the way, this was not a serious injury. Does not seem. Maybe he misses 2-3 games. That could be enough to keep the Warriors out of the playoffs.
Absolutely. This is very dicey. It's very dicey. And I think we can get to this later. You and I agree. Anybody who has uttered, ooh, could be a blessing in disguise.
I'm out on that.
Remember 2 years ago when he rested leading up? Here's my answer to that. Remember how many wins the Warriors had that year? Lots more than they do now. This is not good. This is not a good thing that he's going to miss at least probably 2 games.
We remember that Steph came back for the beginning of that 2022 postseason run. He came off the bench against Denver in the first round, if you remember. But we all forget, Willard, the Warriors lost 6 of their first 7 games that Steph missed. He missed the final 11. They lost 6 of the first 7.
That team had something this team doesn't have, and that's wiggle room. It's a flat-out fact. There's none.
Yeah, there's we can none. Get into that.
Minnesota and New Orleans will tip in just a matter of hours.
And Memphis plays the Clippers tonight.
Clippers. Go
the
Memphis.
The Warriors want both those teams to lose, but specifically
they do,
the Clippers.
I think they would. I think if you're a Warrior fan wants Memphis to win and you want to be a Pelicans fan again.
Emphasize the sixth seed over climbing, of course.
Pelicans aren't winning this game. Minnesota's mad about what happened the other night. Zion's already been ruled out. Minnesota by 1,000 tonight.
Mm. Yeah, I think you said the same thing last time.
I did. I was wrong, but this time I'm right. Just trust me.
I think you're probably right.
Hey, Willard, your picks stink. Anyway.
Not today.
Let's go to Laura in Mill Valley. Lead us off, Laura. Laura, thank you for calling. What's up?
Well, I can't agree more with you. I'm frustrated about Steph. He doesn't get the calls so many times. And you know what? I hate reporting on how is he feeling. Oh, he has back problems. And I feel like maybe he is getting clocked or targeted. And he doesn't whine. He doesn't flop. He doesn't push back. He's a consummate professional. He only gets better. And you're right. He's a brand unto himself and to the league. It's a disappointing that they don't protect what could be either a game-ending, career-ending, or a run to the finals. And I'll take my answer offline.
Yeah, Laura, thank you. Like, that's what I don't get. Like, I know that people are going to hear this conversation and they're going to think about equity. I'm sorry. I don't want equity. You don't protect your assets with equity, right? Cars coming at your dog and your kid. Who are you saving?
Oh, God.
Well, I'm sorry to get morbid. Like, I don't know why that's the first thing that came to my mind. But, like, yeah, I can come up with a much better one. You know what I'm saying? But,
it's
like,
good old-fashioned trolley problem, Willard.
Okay. All right. How about this? A big wheel is flying at your dog and your kid. Who are you grabbing?
Wow.
Your kid.
Yeah. Yeah, like where we do. This is a class system. I'm not here for let's protect Onyeka Okongwu the same way we're protecting Steph Curry.
Yeah, go Trojans, fighting on. Shout out Lucas.
See him tomorrow night.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, this is a business. You got to keep your guy on the floor. So I look at it from that perspective, not necessarily the perspective of, you know, we're all equal here, and a foul is a foul. Yes, you're not wrong. A foul is a foul. But when in doubt, I'm going to blow the whistle a hell of a lot louder for Steph Curry than just about anybody else out there.
And I think the part where you are on to something is, and it's what a lot of our callers, and I've seen a lot of texters and on YouTube as well, have pointed out, like, the NBA is so clearly incentivized to do that.
Yes.
So clearly incentivized. Like, it's one thing if this is coming from, and this is probably part of it. I mean, you're a Warrior fan. I'm a Warrior fan. I think most people on hold are Warrior fans. Our last caller, I'm sure, a Warrior fan. And part of it is, well, it would help the Warriors if Steph would get a better whistle. But the other half of it is, which is harder to argue, as long as Steph is healthy, the NBA is a better product and the NBA is making more money. And that's all the NBA cares about at the end of the day.
You would think. Bay Area basketball fans, St. Mary's has survived. They rally back
go,
in the
Gales.
Second half. The Gales have defeated Vanderbilt by 3.
Better luck next time, Commodores.
That's right.
SEC, best conference in the nation.
SEC, what a joke.
Please.
Smart people. No. Not that people at St. Mary's aren't smart. But anyway, good stuff there.
Bama is waiting.
And they're going to beat Bama.
Okay. Well.
They're going to be. Hey, Willard, your picks stink. I got St. Mary's beating Bama. Did Bama not almost lose to somebody like, were they against Robert Morris or something like that earlier?
It was competitive, yeah.
They almost lost that game. Whew. Yeah, come on, St. Mary's. You can do too. I got them in the Sweet 16.
We'll see.
Yep. Mr. D in the city. Hey, Mr. D, thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I'd like to see a stat on how much time the Warriors in general spend on the floor. Every drive, they're hitting the floor. And, you know, they got a name for that. They call it flopping. And, you know, sometimes it's legit, but sometimes it's not. You remember when Jordan Poole was here?
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with you on that one.
Floor.
Yeah.
He was on the floor. And so I think what happens is after a while, the officials don't take him seriously because they hit the floor and then they get up running down to the other end. So they say, well, they really wasn't hurt. And I think that's got something to do with it. I want to, any other team in the NBA, how much time do they spend on the floor?
Well, Mr. D, here's where I would, I'm not going to dismiss your point by any stretch, except for you likened it to the word flopping. Do you honestly think the Warriors are the biggest floppers out there? Because I see a lot of teams and certainly individuals, LeBron, James Harden, et cetera,
Shai
Gilgeous-Alexander, who do a lot more of this than the Warriors do.
No, I know they do a lot of flopping. Everybody does their amount of flopping. But I just think it's been so much embellishment. Dating back to when Jordan Poole was here, he was on the floor every time he drove. And some of that is embellishment. And I'm not saying that, you know, Steph is embellishing all the time, he's flopping all the time, but he's on the floor a lot.
He is.
Mr. D, thanks. Appreciate
it. He's right about Jordan Poole flopping.
Yeah, Jordan
Poole. This current iteration of the Warriors, I mean, that was 2 years ago. This current iteration of the Warriors, I don't see them as flopping anywhere near as often as a lot of other teams do.
I don't really see it. And if Steph ends up on the floor a time or two, I do want you to at least acknowledge this point. There's nobody who takes the ball to the rim and attempts to finish a lot around the rim as much as Steph Curry at his size in the league, maybe save Kyrie. Those are the only two point guards that I see go in there as much as they do. Kyrie's an even better finisher.
Ja
flies, dude.
Yeah. Same like, size, though, generally.
Yeah.
A little taller.
Like, Where is Ja?
Not playing tonight. But anyway, like I do think that Steph is battling up against trees. And when he gets hit by people that size, I'd fall down too. He's way smaller than the people he's getting hit by.
And flopping is one thing, and that I think it's kind of a separate conversation. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. Part of the reason why I love watching the Warriors play basketball is because they haven't really ever given in to the idea or the skill of flopping and trying to convince officials that they deserve fouls and they deserve free throws. Like, it's a big part of today's NBA, and really, like, it's been around for a while, but it was really popularized by, like, James Harden's Rockets, like, when they were competing with the Warriors, and it was, like, these just two different styles competing against each other, and it was not very fun to watch.
Yeah, Chris Paul, James Harden, all on the same team. It was brutal.
Not fun to watch, but that is almost a different situation to me, because we're not asking for officials to call fouls when Steph flops.
No, I don't want them to get fooled.
We're asking officials to call fouls when Steph is fouled.
Steph Curry will not fly to Atlanta today. And the reason is not because he flopped, it's because somebody flopped him on the ground with force.
Somebody's two different people.
And that happens. But the least you can do is... That's the least you can do.
And he would have stayed in and shot two free throws, by the way. I guarantee you that. Yeah, he would have.
Oh, my gosh. How about Deb in Santa Cruz? Hi, Deb. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you. You guys, bringing up this topic is just so, so important. And I believe more coaches should give a pushback. I love when Steve Kerr says, well, you know, the reffing. But, you know, I don't claim to be an expert, but I'm sitting there, I'm going to most all the games, and if I can see a foul, how come they can't see a foul? I feel like it's an unspoken conspiracy that, you know, we don't call fouls, you know, for the Warriors. Another topic besides your flopping, which I agree with you totally, I never see Steph flop. He gets pushed over, hit so many times, and so do our other players too, but is the bully ball. I think the NBA really wants to see bully ball played. They don't want a team that has finesse or workarounds or fancy footwork or turns or whatever. I think that's why the bigger players get all the calls, because, oh, if you go up and try to bully them, Oh, no, you can't do that.
I guess, Deb, it's an interesting thought because why would the league, I can't tell you you're wrong, but why would the league want that? I don't think that's a fun watch, and the league has made a bunch of rule changes to sort of prevent the Detroit Pistons of the 90s style of basketball that used to be.
I agree, but I'm just looking at what I see.
Yeah.
And the teams that do play the bully ball. And, you know, East Coast versus West Coast, it's different. And it's not a refined way. I mean, Draymond brought it up a while back. You know, hockey players get in a fist fight and it's all okay. And then
right.
They go back to playing.
Right. And then,
I mean,
obviously, yeah, and that's the, Deb, thank you so much. It's a good call. That, I mean, that's the culture of hockey. And also there's a reason behind that. They let the hockey players do that. Stop the game.
Throw the sticks down. Take the gloves off.
Well, they do it because they have sticks in their hands. And it's like if they don't let them get... I know the thought is, if they don't let them get their frustrations out that way...
They're going to hurt someone actually with a stick.
They're going to actually whack each other with a stick and somebody's going to get killed. Like, there's no doubt. I mean, that's why hockey does it that way. And then the culture of hockey, most of the fans love it. Absolutely love it.
It's like letting two puppies just go at it to tire them out.
Yeah.
Get your energy out when you can't actually hurt each other.
I mean, it's kind of a funny concept. Let's put skates on people's feet, put them on ice, don't let them fall down. They have to drop all of their weapons and then fight each other. And it's true. They literally can't hurt each other. They usually can't even reach each other. It's pretty hysterical to watch. Anyway, you know what just came to mind, though, about bully ball? So the Detroit Pistons came to Chase Center just a couple of weeks
ago.
That's
a bully ball team.
That is a bully ball team.
Jalen Duren and Isaiah Stewart.
Absolutely. They are the most, and the Warriors said this after that game, they are the most physical team in the NBA. And they're young, and they're up and coming, and they will push you around. And they're trying to go through their maturation process, too, to sort of like, you know... figure out how to do it within the rules and have it all work on their side. And they believe, like every team does, they believe that they're being penalized for that. Did you all hear, and this was last weekend, so it was a little bit under the radar, but J.B. Bickerstaff, the head coach of the Detroit Pistons, this is after a game, and I cannot remember. I think they lost to Oklahoma City. They lost to Oklahoma City. So he's watching Shai Gilgeous-Alexander flop around out there and get all the calls. And then the Pistons are getting called for stuff where they're barely even touching each other because of this reputation of bully ball. And I loved this rant. This came from a press conference, and he worked himself up into such a lather that he then threw the box score and walked off without any more questions after this. Take a listen.
I'm disgusted by the way that game was officiated. The level of disrespect was above and beyond. They have a guy fall down and trip on his own teammate's foot. They review us for a hostile act. They throw an elbow to our chest, neck area. I asked for him, at least take a look at it, right? Just show us the respect to take a look at it, okay? No one would take a look at it, okay? The disrespect has gone far enough, and I'm not going to allow our guys to be treated the way that they were treated tonight, okay? I tried to have a conversation with official. The official was arguing with Mark. I say his name one time, and he screams at me and tells me that's enough. We understand that we play a style of ball that's physical. It's on the edge, right? I coach my ass off with a passionate way. I'm into the games. Our players are into the games. We understand that, right? But we deserve a level of respect because we're competing our tails off and bringing something positive to this league, right? We're growing young players. Our young players are competing their tail off. The least that they could do is get the same respect that everybody else in this league gets and get refereed the same way that everybody else in this league gets refereed. And enough is enough of it. And what you saw tonight was disgusting. It was a disgusting display of disrespect towards our guys and what we're trying to do.
Okay, JB.
Then he crumples up. Yeah.
I've had enough of that.
He threw that thing and he walked out of there. Got fined $100,000 for that rant. And right after it happened, it was over the weekend, so we were doing the weekend show, and the fine had not come down yet, and we did a whole segment or two on he's going to get fined, but he shouldn't get fined. I don't think JB should be fined for that. He didn't get personal with the refs. He didn't insinuate that something was amiss with gambling or anything like that. He simply stated what he saw. He left names out of his mouth, so he protected names even though he was livid with them. Like, why are you not allowed to say what you want to say, even if it includes the refs?
And that was against the OKC.
Oklahoma City.
This is becoming a common thing.
Yes, it is.
Coaches after games against OKC. It reminded me almost a month ago when Chris Finch, head coach of the T-Wolves, after a game against OKC, which I think they had won.
Okay.
They might have lost. I think they played back-to-back.
Twice.
I think it was after the first game. They lost
them.
The first one. We don't have this sound, but I can just read the quote from Chris Finch. On playing the Thunder, he says, quote, "It's so frustrating to play this team because they foul a ton. They really do. They foul all the time, and then you can't really touch Shea, and it's a very frustrating thing."
Yep. Like, and Shea has become brilliant at...
Oh, he's so good at it, it's a skill.
Not just flopping, but making things look like they are fouls when they're not.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, if there was a Warrior that you want to come down his road, it's Draymond. Draymond does this as well.
Jimmy does a little bit of it.
A little bit. But, like, it's you know, creatively grabbing hands and putting them in the wrong spot and then making it look like you're pulling a defender and it looks like they're hitting you. Like, the guys.
But Draymond's also Draymond, and it doesn't work as well for him as it does for others.
Right, and he's not a scorer. So, you know, I mean, except for last night. But anyway, I mean, this furthers the point I'm trying to make about Curry. He literally does everything the right way. He doesn't do any of this crap. And he doesn't get protected.
Well, let me ask you this. So, since Jimmy Butler became a Warrior, the Warriors have free throws attempted per game third most in the league.
Yeah.
Does that make it ring hollow at all?
Well, I don't think this is about the Warriors. I think it's about Steph. For me. I don't think, like, every fan thinks their team doesn't get a whistle.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the Warriors never get a whistle. The league hates the Warriors. That doesn't make any sense. How could the league hate the Warriors? They write their checks. But that's kind of by extension, my point about Steph. Steph is the Warriors. Dude, he writes your check. He writes the referee's checks. And the fact that whatever it is about his style that does not lead to the human eye, like, I don't think something nefarious is going on here. I just think that it's a whiff. It's something they're missing, and more should be done to study that and prepare them for that.
As a Warrior fan, I agree.
Yeah.
It would help.
Spencer in Oakland. Grandy's in for Dibs on Willard and Dibs. Thanks for calling, Spencer. What's up? Spencer, you there? All right, we lost Spencer.
Call back, Spencer.
Yeah, let's go to John in Walnut Creek. Hi, John. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Mark and Grandy, right?
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Thank you guys for taking my call. Appreciate you guys very much.
You too.
And as an aside, I know Dibs through the world of volleyball because I coached and we had some players in common. But
yep. Not doing yourself any favors right now, John. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, as former coach, I got to come down your road on this favorable calls thing. I agree with you that Steph gets a bad whistle, and I think there's something deeper than that. But no, I don't think anybody deserves a favorable whistle, and I realize that's pie in the sky. I understand the NBA protecting their assets, but no. The rules are the rules. You either call it or you don't, but you be consistent. Steph absolutely got crushed last night, and it should have been a call. The fact of the matter is, though, that nobody should get a superstar whistle.
Well,
nobody. And that's the problem, that where you have LeBron and Harden and all the head snappers.
And, John, you can feel that way, but you started off your call by saying he doesn't get a good whistle and that you think there's something going on there. What is it you think's going on there? And that's the larger point. That's not okay.
They has something that, and like the Niners too, they don't necessarily, they want to see LA and Boston as in the finals. That's what they want. You watch if the Cavs and the Celtics get into the Eastern Finals, watch that whistle. John, I'm telling you, the Lakers are a ticket.
Yeah, that's interesting, John. Thanks, because the data would suggest that the Warriors are a wonderful thing for the finals. Like, Steph Curry is every bit the ratings driver that LeBron is.
They would want Warriors-Lakers in the Western Finals.
They want them in the NBA Finals. Like, you want a rule that you could break. Let's just make two teams from the West go to the NBA Finals. So we're sponsored by Honda of Vallejo. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. A lot more you want to weigh on this. Stay right where you are. We'll keep taking your calls. Grandy's in for Dibs, Willard and Dibs.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.